Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called Becoming AI Native: Why Clarity is Now Your Competitive Advantage by Brett Allegraywood.
And it's a good one because it challenges something most businesses are quietly getting wrong right now.
The starting premise is this: the execution bottleneck is gone. AI can prototype in hours what once took specialist teams months. Code, content, designs, complex documents. The act of building has been democratized beyond anything we've seen before.
Which sounds brilliant, but Brett's point is that we're celebrating the wrong thing.
Most organizations are still running processes designed for a world where execution was scarce. They're optimizing for build speed when build speed is no longer the constraint.
So you ship fast, but you ship the wrong thing.
Exactly. So if execution isn't the bottleneck anymore, what is?
Clarity. Knowing what to build. Brett's argument is that in an AI-native world, the quality of what you get out is directly proportional to the clarity you bring in. Not technical skill, not experience with tools, your clarity about the outcome you want.
He gives a very common example. Someone says, "We need a better dashboard," or "Let's redesign the website." And the whole team rushes into execution mode. Requirements gathered, task assigned, things built.
Missing the one critical step.
Getting clear on what success actually looks like. What problem are you solving? For whom? Brett's line is that those questions aren't prerequisites to building anymore. They are the building.
I'd push back slightly there. Isn't that just good project management? Didn't we always know you should define the brief first?
Fair point. And Brett's answer is yes, but AI changes the mechanics completely. In the old model, you front-loaded all your thinking because changes were expensive. Every revision cost time, money, resources. So you wrote detailed specs before touching anything.
And now?
Now, iterations are cheap, sometimes instant. You can think through doing. Build a version, see what you actually meant, refine it in real time. The real skill isn't crafting the perfect prompt. It's the willingness to iterate.
But he's clear that iteration only works if you've done the upfront thinking about direction. Without clarity, you just iterate in circles, variations that are all equally mediocre.
Right. So he lays out a three-stage model. Start with clarity. Real time spent on the problem, the user, the outcome. Not requirements, outcomes. What does success feel like? Get specific.
Then build a first version quickly. Not perfect, real. Get something tangible you can actually react to.
Then iterate. Each cycle brings you closer to your original intent or reveals that your initial clarity wasn't quite right. He calls it converging on truth. Each version is a conversation between your intent and reality.
The thing that will land hardest for most business owners is his observation about structure. Most organizations have processes to manage development, but no process at all to ensure clarity before development starts.
They hire execution specialists. They undervalue the people who ask hard questions about direction and purpose.
So they can build anything. They just don't know what to build. Speed without direction.
Capability without purpose. Building faster towards the wrong destination.
And then he goes somewhere I wasn't expecting. He says clarity is the bottleneck right now, but there's a third one already forming, distribution.
Once everyone can produce high-quality work and iterate rapidly, the problem becomes how do you get attention? How do you reach the right people when every platform and every inbox is flooded with content produced by increasingly capable tools?
We've solved the creation problem so thoroughly that we've made the distribution problem exponentially harder.
And Brett's point is that distribution is the toughest one to crack. Execution, AI handled. Clarity, you can build as a skill. But distribution depends on relationships, platforms, networks that exist outside your control.
So the question to ask before you start anything is this: even if we build this perfectly, how does it reach the right people? If you can't answer that clearly, stop and solve the distribution question first.
One thing to act on this week: Brett suggests auditing your last three projects. For each one, ask honestly, did you spend more time getting clear on the outcome or rushing to execution? How much of what you built was later discarded because the brief wasn't clear enough?
For me, it's even simpler. Before your next project starts, before anyone writes a line of code or drafts a word of copy, write down in concrete terms what success looks like, who it's for, and what changes for them when it's done.
Full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want this kind of thinking working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Worth doing.